We are learning Mesechtes Gittin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting five lines from the top. Gufam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kol Meshachrer Avdoi Oiva Ba'aseh. Anyone who frees the Eved, his Eved Kenani, it's Oiva Na'aseh. Shenem La'oilom Behem Tavaydu. The pasuk says La'oilom Behem Tavaydu, which is the mitzvah say, according to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and therefore, you're now a free Eved. Meisvei, Meisvei, Rabbi Eliezer, Shenichas Beis HaKnesses. Rabbi Eliezer one time came to shul, and I'm like, what's our sorry? He didn't have a minion. The Shikr Avdai, he freed his Eved, Veshlim Ala Asara. And then he had a minion. Sapella, the Issa Asay, what's going on? And for the Gemara, Mitzvah Shaini. Mitzvah Shaini, because a mitzvah, the Davin a minion, you could free your Eved. Freik the Ran, Loyal Man Tavoy, the Mitzvah Asay, the Araisa. Davening with a minion is a mitzvah, the Rabbanon Pashtus. So how's a mitzvah, Rabbanon, Doicha, Mitzvah Asay, the Araisa? And for the Ran, the Ran answer is because it must be Lo'im Tavoy is not a real mitzvah say. That's his first teretz. His second teretz is, he brings down, is a different teretz, like this. Lo'im Tavoy Du is an Isser Mitam, like the reason for Lo'im Tavoy Du is like a Lo'is Echonim. You can't free Eved for free. But if the Eved pays for it, you could free the Eved. Here, if there's a mitzvah, so it's Gilu's paying for it. I want to get a mitzvah. So it's Gilu's, you know, Mr. Abalam. He's paying for his way out. There's no Lo'is Echonim.
That's nine people for a minion.
The Shabbos was a mitzvah say the Raisa. So yeah, one teretz is that mitzvah. The one teretz is that it's not a mitzvah say legamri. The second teretz is because of Lo'is Echonim. Frank the Turi Evan, I'm Shalom Lo'is Echonim. The Gemara before said a whole Shalom Isser, you'll have free him. What do you mean? there it's for free? So you have to say there was up to an Eitzah. Here's no other Eitzah. So that's the second teretz. There's another teretz in the Rishonim, a Meridik teretz. It says the Gemara in Brachos that if a Kadosh Baruch walks into the shul, doesn't see a minion, he's very upset. So you see such a thing like that, already then you'll have a free even a mitzvah say. Such a tiny lot of mitzvah say. A Kaponim has other truths also, mitzvah the Rabbim, some say, different truths. But one thing do you take it as Gemara. Some people say, Davin a minion, big deal, on vacation, don't have a minion. You can free a Eved, Oiva, I say, Davin a minion. Davin a minion is a big thing, that's for sure. One thing in Gemara is, Davin with a minion is a big Zach. You can even be Oiva, I say. That's one thing that's clear from the Gemara. But a Kaponim, here, that's a different shot than what you can, for a minion, you can be on Doicha, the mitzvah I say. Either start Mamash, the mitzvah I say, or different shot him, or Mr. the Rabbim, all different pshatim, back upon him, that's what happened over here. Tana Rabbanon, lo'il mem tavoidu. Gemara from Saita, I'm members of Saita, Mustama. Tana Rabbanon, lo'il mem tavoidu. The pasuk lo'im tavoidu is vachloikis if it's a mitzvah or not. One man name says Roshosh, the Rabbi Shval. Roshosh means, lo'im tavoidu Roshosh means that there's no isil or sechai kol neshama. That pasuk is in the psukim where it says that if a Isha Kenanis, which is one of the seven umois, marries a person for not of Zion was, the law is you're allowed to be use the children for avodim. It's no problem with chayik on the shama. So one ma'adim says la'ilam tavaydu is telling you that you're allowed to be mishtabu with them and you don't have to kill them. That's all it means. Rishos, you don't mitzvah. You can't free them. It's a din that you're allowed to be tavaydu. The Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, oh chayva, that it's a mitzvah. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is, how do you know mitzvah the Rabbim Shani or mitzvah Shani? Maybe Shad Rabbi Eliezer was. He doesn't hold this assay at all. But Dumar Rabbi Eliezer saw the command of Roshos. So the Gemara, no, lo yisaka daitach. The Tanya behedya, lun klorna b'raisa, Rabbi Eliezer oy mechayva. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's a chayva, Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's a mitzvah, and therefore we have to bring a raya, it's mitzvah Shani. Omer Rabba, bahari klas mili nachziv al abatim nechseyim. There's three things that could cause a person to lose his money. What are the three things? The mafgiav the cheruso, someone's over on olam mem tavoidu, he freezes eved. That's number one. Number two is v'sairi nechsaya b'shabsa. If he looks at the chosav on Shabbos, see what it needs. And the third thing is the kavi sudosaya b'shabbos of idem drasha. They used to have a drasha on Shabbos afternoon, and that was when they learned Torah. They came to Beis Medrash, and he makes a big suda then and misses the time to go to Beis Medrash. These three things are not a skula for panasa. If I get it, they're a skula to lose the money. And the shaila is, vos epes these three things? What's special about these three things? It should be talking lashon hara, or maybe insulting someone. What is these three things are all of a sudden, these things cause you to lose panasa. So the mashal says, maridik, he says each one, why? He says, lo yaman tavayu d'rpshat like this. This person started freeing his eved, started like liquidating his nechasim. Hashem says, you know what? I'll liquidate your nechasim more. The second thing was that he checks out his nechasim on Shabbos. That also, it's not bring bracha. That when you check things on Shabbos, it makes you lose those nechasim. The third thing is, it says, someone who makes a suda b'shas v'es medrash. Zokta ma'asha meredik. What's pshat there? Someone will lose his money. It says, because we know that if it says, chasidim reshoinim asu teirosam kvar, they made their Torah ikur u'malachtam esparechas. The chasidim reshoinim, their Torah was kvar and the malacha was arai, therefore the malachtam esparechas. They worked very little time, but it was mesparach because they made teirosam kvar. If a guy shows on Shabbos when he's supposed to be learning, or on Sunday he's supposed to be learning, what he does is he doesn't learn, so he shows that it's not taros, it's not kva. So then, that's the pshat in the Gemara. That's the three things over here. And the Gemara brings a ma'isa. There are two mishpachas of Yerushalayim. One of them used to make a big suda on Shabbos. Both of them lost their panos. Both of them were nekru. So the first one, we understand, they made a suda on Shabbos. What was pshat on the second one? So Rashi has two pshat in what they did wrong. The first pshat is that he made big sudas on Erev Shabbos, means Leila Shabbos, Friday night. And we know that Kavod Yom Kippur and Kavod Laila, he's supposed to make the Kavod Yom more than Kavod Laila. And they were miskaven really for a good thing. For a bit of, they shouldn't have a bit of Spanish. They're not going to make big suda at night. And that was a taina on them. It's unbelievable. It's like very endocristic. That was a taina on them. They made the Kavod Laila born in Kavod Yom, and they lost it. The second shot means they made Vikim Farshi, very important, but Erev Shabbos Mamish. Erev Shabbos is the Issa. She connects the Shabbos because she's Shaveya B'lei Taiva. Don't forget about this halacha. But this halacha, you're not supposed to eat a lot on Friday afternoon and not be hungry for Friday night Suda. That means these huge Taimea Sudas, besides for a terrible waste of money, it's Asr also. It's more than that. It's Asr. So these Taimea things that the people eat and drink and they're drunk when time comes 8 o'clock is not only. It's not only other thing problems with it, it's also a Isser Gomer. That's the state of Rashi. I'm not saying over anything major, I'm just saying over Rashi. You have to come to Shabbos starving. You have to come to Shabbos. Eat the Suda with the Kshmak, with the Oinig Shabbos. Zog Tigmar Avaita. Omarav. Amakdish Avdoi Yotzel Echeris. Someone who is Makdish, now going to a new Sugya of Makdish Avdoi, Mafka Avdoi. Omar Rab. Hamakdish Avda Yotzol Lecheres. Someone who's Makdish, his Eved, is Yotzol Lecheres. My time, what's Pshat? I say my Eved is Hektish, goes free? My time, Magufa Lekadish, Ludombi Lekomar, Lahav Amkosh Komar. Here, you always, when you Makdish something, you always have two stars usually. Is it Makdish Lemizbeach or Kadish Lebedek Abayis? He's saying here, he's not ready for Mizbeach, that's for sure. And for Bedek Abayis, maybe he would be. Maybe you can make him. Bedek Abayis owns him now, and they sell him. That's how they make the money. So he says, no. Here we have a third side. When you say the word Hekdesh, you maybe mean to become Am Kodesh, because Klal Yisrael is called Am Kodesh Ata. So what you're doing is you're being Meshacher David. You're being Meshacher David. It says, by Behemoth Temeh Zog Rashi, there's only two options, either Lemezbeach or Bedek Abayis. So Mezbeach is on par, so it's Bedek Abayis. You don't have a tzad Am Kaddish. But here, since you have a very good Shmak of Pshat and what it means, Am Kaddish, therefore it means that you're setting him free. That's what Rav's saying. My Tavagufa like Kaddish, Ledomi like Kama. He also didn't say Ledomi, he said Mehektish. So it must mean La Have Am Kaddish Kama. Rav Yosef Amarav, he doesn't say that. He says something else. Mishem Rav. Hamafkir avda yosel cheres. If you mafkir the eved, it goes free. What's the chiddush? Because we'll see. You need to get shichur anyway. Your mafkir means that the momness goes off. So shkayach. Your mafkir avda yosel cheres. What's the chiddush? So the Yeshua says the chiddush is, since we know, we'll see later on the Lama test about this, that we learn out eved la mi'isha, and just like by isha, there's only one way to free her. It's with a get. You would think maybe eved can't be mafkir eved. He's a get. A get shicher. Kamash Malon, it applies to the idea called hefker on the mominess at least. That's the chiddush of hefker. So we have hektish and hefker. Mandim a makdish, koshke a mafker. You hold the makdish, sure you can mafker. Mandim a mafker, a makdish loy. Mafker, mandim a mafker, a makdish not. Dimmel a domi coming. Because you know what you mean? You mean is, I want a makdish to Evid for his money. Which means that either that hektish owns it to sell it, or maybe something else. But it means that for money. Boilu, both mafkir and makdish. Tzarek get shichur loy tzarek. Fidim handi or makdish works, it goes to cheres, or mafkir, lekuliyam, it goes to cheres. Does it need to get shichur or not? Remember, every other Kanani has two things. Has a kinyan mammon, which means you make it work, and kinyan agof, which means he has a certain din of eved, he can mut the shifcha, all the things like that. Also the basis shol. So tzarek get shichur loy tzarek. Toshma, adom rav chiyah ba'av, adom rav. Echad zev, both of them, Yotzel, Cheres, Tzarek, get shichur, needs to get shichur. Remember, we learned the Ramad Aleph, Shmuel held, you don't need to get shichur. Because Shmuel holds, once the mamas falls off, is in an Eved Ish, V'loi Eved Isha, Mar asks, Mar says, no, you have to have a master. The deer you go out, get shichur. But this Mani Yama says, you both, Rav holds, both Hefker and both Hektish need a get shichur. Omer Rabba, I have a kasha on your Hektish Shtikal Torah. Omer Rabba, Umasvina Shmaitzin, it says, Hamakdish the Chosov, someone's Makdish all the Chosim, Vahoyvem Avadim, and in his Chosim, in his estate, he had Avadim. Eina Gizborim, Rishoyim, now all goes to Hekdish. The Gizbor comes in, and the treasurer comes in and says, oh, I have a lot of stuff, I gotta start liquidating my stuff. Eina Gizborim, Rishoyim, Leitzin Lecheris. The Gizbor cannot free the Eved, but Avamoychnoisim Lacherim, he can sell the Eved to someone else, and the Acherim can mitzi the Eved l'cheres. Rabbi Omer Ani afu noisin the me'atzmai v'yotze. Peshim Meicholai. If he gets money, someone gives this Eved money. I'm not saying Rav Shuspa. He can actually pay to himself because that's also a form of a sale. The Tanna Kama holds that you can't sell to yourself. That's more like you're freeing him. But Rabbi says no. That's like selling. But what do you see from here? You see from here, if the gizbar is a balabas on this eved, then you make this eved, what's the halacha? It goes to hektish, and the hektish can sell him for money now. The halacha has got to get, gizbar doesn't have, the hektish doesn't have a kinyan guf, so they can't free himself. It has to be a mechira, but he does own the eved to free. Rav said he makes the eved, it goes to cheres. Here we see not like that. The gizbar here is in charge, you can sell him. So it's not like Rav. Mara says, you're right. From a Mishnah, Rav Tano Apolog. Rav could argue on Mishnayis. Rav like argues on Salacha, argues on this din that Makdash Chosov Bahoy Ben Avadim. He argues on this taka. Toshma Ashtarbin Yor Rai. This Rai is from a Pasuk. It's a Brayse that brings the Pasuk down. This Rai Rav can argue on a Pasuk. In the Pasuk it says, Ach Kol Cherim Asher Yechem Ish Lashem. A person makes Cherim Lashem, which can mean a Cherim for Hektish. Says Mekol Hashaloi, from everything he has, he can do cherim. Me Adam, Ubehema, Umesteach Zosai. So what does it say? Adam. What's an Adam? How is giving Adam to Hektish? Clearly, it must be a Eved. Me Adam Elu Avodov. The Brice explains. Me Adam Elu Avodov v'shiv chayisav akananim. So what does Rav do now? It's a pasuk. Everything Gemara. My skin and omelet me. What you said was, you said I want to give the monetary value of my Eved to Hektish. You didn't say that the Eved's already Hektish, because then it goes free. What you said is, I want to give the monetary value of the Eved to Hektish. Ihachi, that's a good terrorist. Why didn't you say before? So, Idich Nami, Dom Ludmei. Why didn't you say the case before by the Gizbar was that you said, I want to give it Ludmei? So, Mara says, that can't be. Because then, what's the Havamina that the Gizbar is in charge of it? What does Ludmei mean? Ludmei doesn't mean I gave it to Hektish to sell. It's not what it means. Ludmei means, I see the Eved, I say, you, Mr. Eved, whatever your value is, I'm giving to Hektish. So the Gizbar has no Sheikhs, the Gizbar doesn't sell it, the Gizbar has no Sheikhs here. So the Mara says, if that was the case of the May, so then, Iachi, Ein Gizbar Mishayim Laitzia and Lecheris, Gizbar Maravatai, what's Gizbar doing here? Vesu, Ava Moich Moish Lacherim, the Gizbar sells to Acherim, Vacherim Laitzia is Lecheris, Acherim Maravatai, where's Acherim coming in? He never gave it to anyone. Vesu, Rabbi Eimer, Eimer Ani, Afu Noisi Dmei Laatzmai. He could pay himself out. What are you talking about? I don't belong to the Gizbar. There's no Sheikhs. So, like upon him, this Braisa, you have to say, it means this Braisa of Ach Kol Cherim, you can say it means Ludmei. Masha'enki, in the case before by Gizbarim, there's no choice because there it's Mashba, the Gizbarim own it Ledomov. There you have to say Rav Tano Opolik. Actually, a little bit a question before the Rishayim Bavarn, that there you makdash all your Nechasim. So maybe there, even Rav will agree, doesn't go free. Why? Because he came to get all the Nechassim. So maybe he doesn't say, I'm Kaddish. Tarek says, no, you still say, I'm Kaddish, be Rav. Zog Tumar Avayda. Toshima, no, Toshima. It says, a Makdish Avdoi, if someone's Makdish is Eved, Oysav Oichel, he still works, and he eats from his Maisi Yadayim. Shloi Hikish Al Adamov, because you only were Makdish, only for the Domim. And now the Gemara thought, what it meant was, that you it belongs to Hekdish, and Hekdish sells it. So the kasha is, L'chayra, it's a kasha on Rav. So the Gemara could answer Rav Tana Apolog L'chayra here. But the Gemara has a better teretz here. Gemara says, no. Tapalam and Tess. Homari Rameyi. That's Mishnah's going according to Rameyi. Da'oma ena da moitz dvar levatalam. Which means like this. I'm going to say, Itaka means lidmei. Itaka means lidmei. When you say clearly that I want to be makdish the Eved, according to Rav, the halacha is that he goes free. Rav Meir holds that since he said the word hektish, so then, and he didn't say the word shikr, so then it comes out that the word hektish is levatala. You don't say the word hektish for no reason. There has to be some element of hektish here. And since there has to be some element of hektish here, you teach his words to mean lidme. Rav holds that no such thing. Rav holds when you say the word hektish on the Eved, I'm kodesh out to go free. The fear of Meir, since it's a Enos Vavatala, so therefore, we tie it up to mean Ledeme. You couldn't Zed sign the case of Gizbar like our Meir, because there, you see the Gizbar owns it, and he was saying it means Ledeme. But here you can tie it to means Ledeme, because Rameir holds Enos Moist Vavatala. Hokana Mestavra, it's Mestavra talking about Ledeme over here. The Tony Sefer, V'chein Hu Shikdash Atzmai, if the guy himself is Makdash himself, so that's Oisav Oichel, he can still work and eat from his own thing. So he can sell a Dhamma. If you hold a mayor, that means it would tie it to mean hektish for domim. So then a ben chayrim could be makdish as domim. I'm saying, give him the money to hektish. But if you learn, you have a rabbanon who it's going to rabbanon, and we're talking about you becoming actually hektish. There's no way he bishlim avdi ledmeikom el iul domikai. It can't be if you're a rabbanon that you do moisav alatala. So then, what's the tzad that you makdish yourself? You can't be makdish yourself. Makdish yourself really means I'm being makdish myself. Now, makdish yourself is not possible. So Bishlam is going to Kuntar Meir, we teach his words to mean I'm giving my value to Hekdish. But if this is going like the Rabbanon, I'm talking about the Evan, and we're saying makdish to Evan Mamish, so then how do you makdish yourself? You can't be makdish yourself. Like Rashi's Bishlam, or Rashi's Bishlam. Bishlam Evan Iklimeimar, Stomil Adam, Kayvach Kamareo, Kaddish Limacher. They can say you belong to Hekdish to sell. Aba Atzmai Miklimeimishu Kaddish Limacher, Chiyas Domil Ben Chayrim, or Mamachirias, but it's not possible to be sold. El Rameihi, and it's not because that he's kaddish l'macher. It's because in the Mitzvah of Atala we say he means to give his value away. So proving that pshat in this price is his value, and therefore it's not a kash on Rav. Rav is not talking about when you're giving away your value, is when you're saying hektish. We say hektish means you mean to go free, and no kaddish l'macher l'dama. But he agrees by l'dmei, he agrees. But here the problem was he didn't say l'dmei. We're saying Rameir holds, we tight his words to mean l'dmei, because you don't want the word hektish to be l'vatala.